top stories on ABC News. An emergency warning has been issued for a fire burning 3 kilometres north of Dargo in eastern Victoria. It's travelling in a southeasterly direction towards the town and is causing spot fires in dry grassland on private properties. It's switched the focus of emergency services away from the southeast, where the Budgerie and Bunyip fires have been downgraded to a watch and act. Australia and Indonesia will today sign a long-awaited free trade agreement, 8 years in the making. The deal is expected to benefit Australian goods, including live cattle, grains, dairy and steel. All of Indonesia's exports will enter Australia without tariffs or tax, and investors here will have access to the Indonesian university sector. A New Zealander who served with the Islamic State group has been captured in northern Syria and has been held in a Kurdish prison. Mark Taylor, who lived in Australia for 25 years, told the ABC he surrendered to Kurdish forces because conditions had become unbearable. The former soldier was declared a global terrorist by the United States in 2015 after encouraging attacks in Australia and New Zealand and appearing in IS propaganda. And Elon Musk's SpaceX company has successfully docked its new trial astronaut taxi service capsule with the International Space Station. The Dragon capsule, carrying 180 kilograms of supplies, test equipment, as well as a life-size test dummy, will stay with the ISS for 5 days. It's the latest in a series of tests the spacecraft must pass in order to get approval from NASA to transport people.